You are now listening to the Warp World Podcast. Boom shakalaka.
Welcome everybody to the Warp World Podcast, episode 102. I'm just going to go ahead and title this episode Barb Souls, if that's okay with you guys. Yeah, we're just going to title it Barb Souls. I'm Grant Poober. With me this week, we got Jakku.
Hey, that's me.
And taking the place of X-Water, the man himself, Barbarous King, right here. Can we get a round of applause from the studio audience for Barbarous King right now? How's it going, man?
It's going well. Yeah. It's going very well.
We're here live at GDQ. We're recording this from the solid acoustics of Casa de Jakku Hotel.
Yeah, my room picks up all of the noise.
Yes, yes. I guess, like, what do you think of your first GDQ here, Barb?
It's super fun. And, you know, and people told me that, oh, you when you watch GDQ on Twitch, you're like, oh, you're watching the stream. You're always watching whatever run's coming up. When you actually go to a GDQ, you never go in that room.
You never, ever watch.
I never want to go in there. There's way too much shit going on everywhere else.
Yeah, so. There's literally always something going on, I guess we just dive right into our first topic this week. Or should we talk about more about GDQ? There's a lot of cool things that have happened this week, but...
Yeah, I mean, it's... We kind of always talk about GDQ and what you can do at it and what you can't do at it. They still have panels. They still have practice rooms. Mm-hmm. They're still bad at presenting where the panels are.
Yes.
They had pinball this year.
They did have pinball this year.
That's finally come back. I think the overall it's the same. It's the same as last year.
Yeah. This is really the same event as last year. It's the first time I've gone to GDQ and I was just like, oh, okay, well. I've seen this all before, you know. I don't know, just because they've been changing hotels and getting growing over the last year, but this is like a stagnant event this year. So I it's cool. I like this hotel. This is a fun hotel to be at. It's definitely not a bad one. Like you said, there is a lot of shit going on, but there hasn't been like one like practice room meme up until today, and we'll get to that. I guess some highlights we got to talk about so far. This is the middle of the week, and some highlights for me, definitely seeing Zallard do the blindfolded punch out on Wii.
That was incredible.
Yeah, it was so cool. I was talking to him beforehand, and he said one of the hardest parts about it is the menuing, because it's motion control menuing.
Yeah, watching him like slowly move the motion cursor, and like he was listening for the menu sounds, the clicks and stuff. And that looked so hard to me. That's like the hardest thing.
That's so funny, because I mean, especially he's a punch out runner, so he's usually in one spot, and the menuing has got to be just like really blow your mind.
Yeah,
the Wii is notorious for just like all of a sudden like. Wogging out, and I'm sure in an event like GDQ that could happen pretty easily.
Yep.
And so that was incredible. He PB'd by like 6 minutes. Insane.
He almost PB'd the unblindfold run for himself. If he didn't get lost in the menuing, he would have been like a minute off.
Yeah,
that's so insane.
The punch out arcade board run, which is, I don't know if you guys have ever played punch out arcade, but it's significantly harder than the regular punch out.
It's completely different,
dude. Blast Joe will fuck you up in that version, man. Pissin' Honda is no joke. That one was awesome. That's probably the coolest like individual run I've seen this week. But like you said, I haven't paid much attention to the runs outside of the one where that's on the background.
Yeah, we're all watching it
on the TV right now.
I've been falling asleep to Author Blues each night.
Yeah,
they have him on like at 3 a.m. for commentary, and that's been the tradition all week is fall asleep. Listening to Author Blues.
As they should, by the way.
It's a beautiful lullaby.
Yeah, it absolutely is. I'm not complaining. And I'm not trying to be like, sorry, you're boring. I'm just, that's the other thing. Like falling asleep to someone, you think, oh, they must be boring. No, like it's great. It's just, it's time to go to bed.
Yeah. And that's the other thing. You always forget. Like you always look and then all of a sudden it's like 3 a.m. You know, you're like, oh yeah, I'm good. It's 11:30. I'll get to bed at a good time tonight. And then all of a sudden it's 3:30 a.m.
Yeah.
But yeah, we are right now. We're watching Dark Souls 2 by Distortion 2, who's just fucking incredible at From Software Games. But this one's a pretty special particular run for you, Barb. Can you tell us a little bit about why that, you know?
So I think one of my mods, Dan the VP, I think he donated $25 to have the file name be Barb Souls. And I think that just kind of triggered some sort of avalanche because my stream, I stream every day and I think they are missing me a lot this week. So all of that anger and energy went pouring into making this file name Barb Souls. And I just got to imagine that everybody else watching this is like, what the fuck is Barb Souls? Who the hell is that?
I know. I haven't looked at chat at all, but I have to imagine that it's getting spammed pretty hard in chat. Yeah. I'm willing to bet you pull in some followers, at least, maybe a few new subs just from the file name. Being
maybe,
Barb
maybe.
Souls.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, just from that that alone. It's pretty fucking cool. Like, that's,
yeah,
that's definitely
it's an
really
honor.
Cool,
it's an honor, and I never expected anything like that. So
you're a GDQ meme.
Yeah, you got Dark Souls, and you had Earthbound.
I had Earthbound a few years back. They named Pooh Melvin in that, which was really perfect. And,
yeah,
and they even it was funny because during the run they even mentioned, like, I have no idea why they named him Melvin. I don't get this meme at all. But it was like a moment. It was like definitely a moment that hit me really hard at that particular GDQ. So that was really cool. I like that one.
When Distortion was typing in Barb Souls, he actually typed in Bark Souls because he didn't hear it right. And I wasn't there because we were practicing for our Kaizo race.
Yeah.
And apparently everybody in the audience started yelling, no, it's not Bark Souls. And like made him retype it.
Oh, man.
That would have been even funnier if he would have had to like reset to put in the right file name.
Yeah.
Because they would have made him reset. Like, yeah, you know, you paid for
you
that.
Paid for that. Exactly. You can't not give him
they
that.
They raised over $2,000 for my dumb name.
That's great. I did contribute
for charity.
A couple hundred to that. And I had
no
to
regrets.
See it happen. No regrets. Yeah, it was definitely worth the money. It was not the dumbest money I spent this week.
No,
you know?
Today,
my voice cracked. It shows you how embarrassed I am.
No, right, I spent the same amount on the same dumb thing pretty much.
Yeah, well, you want to talk about, I mean,
we got some other things we can talk about. Like, I was on the future of speedrunning panel.
Future ROM hack.
ROM hacking, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's obviously
but that
the,
is
future
the future
of speedrunning.
Like,
sorry for that slip, but it's true. if you missed the panel, and it's not going to be on YouTube for 8 months, but who knows when GDQ uploads them. But the future of speedrunning is obviously Battle Royales. We've mentioned that on the podcast multiple times.
Every game is better as a Battle Royale.
Seeing Battle Royales real quick, Mario Royale, whatever, did finally get DMCA'd for reals today.
Oh, for real? For
yes.
Real? Like, it's gone.
Like, Nintendo's like, no, what you just did does not get you out of this.
I thought that was, I thought that when, because they redid the graphics, it got taken down, like right after we had the last podcast.
Yeah. Yep.
It got taken down and then they redid the graphics. And honestly, after they redid the graphics for me, I was just like, nah, I'm done.
Yeah. A lot of people were out.
Didn't look like Mario to me anymore. It was like, I don't know. It like somehow like the way they redid the graphics made it look like it played worse than it actually did. Yeah. I was done. But yeah. So it's gone.
It's gone. Yeah.
It was like a cycle of like a Nintendo thing. Like, some kind of fan project takes off, a bunch of people get interested, and then like it catches Nintendo's eye, and then that's over. You
it's
know,
gone.
Like
super
AM2R, the Mario 64 multiplayer, like all those things. It's like it's always the same. It's always the same.
Yeah,
yeah.
I never got to do the Mario 64 multiplayer, and I'm like always regret that.
Oh, you still can.
I like that wink. I like that wink.
But the panel was great. Glitch Cat led it. I think Dr. No actually submitted it, but he landed late and was not able to get to the panel. So Dita the Fourth was also on it, along with myself and Test Runner. And we talked about some tools and, you know, what it's like being a developer in that space and what things we've worked on and how the community can come together and help all these things. Cause, we always talk about it. Like, it's not a single person that's driving this. It's the creators of these tools. It's the content creators or the entertainers using these tools, to build these levels. And then, you know, streamers obviously doing this as well. And then you got the community people that are just like helping test bugs or levels and submitting requests and things. It takes a village for this sort of stuff. And, you know, we touched on a few points about like some level editors, they kind of aren't that great, but they didn't really get a lot of attention from the community. And so they go to die because if people aren't really looking at it, you're discouraged from building on it. So if you really want a tool for your community, if a tool exists or someone builds something, you have to give them more than just be like, well, you tried and it sucks. I'm not going to do it anymore. Give them more feedback. You know, it does go a long way, but maybe some games just don't need, you know, a randomizer or a level editor like Yonoid.
Every game is getting a randomizer now.
Yeah.
And some games, it's hard. Some games just lend themselves better to randomizer. I'm sorry. Zeldas are the best randomizers, period. They are.
they work really well.
They do.
They have the most tools and variables that you can
switch around. It's just,
except for Breath of Wild. I mean,
need this, Breath of Wild randomizer wouldn't work at all.
You randomize the
shrines?
The shrines. Oh,
yeah.
Big shrine.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't even know what you could randomize in that game. It's literally an impossible randomizer, maybe.
I think that if every tool was as good as Lunar Magic, like every game would have like a huge
problem. Oh, yeah.
Like, because Lunar Magic is just such an incredible tool. Yeah. It makes everything so easy. It's been updated over and over and over.
Yeah, it's been huge. It's been around forever.
Yeah, it really
has. That's the big part of it. Mm-hmm. Speaking on Zelda Breath of the Wild real quick, there is a dungeon, or there's a level editor for that, that has made some really huge progress. People are creating...
That could be cool.
Like, people are creating some very unique dungeons with custom scripting. So it's pretty interesting.
Oh, Distortion just finished his run. Barb Souls is officially memed out.
No, he was, he had an hour left.
No, he has to quit out because of the frames. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Well, we get to see the Barb Souls.
That was weird. What are we doing here? They pause his time. Do you not count this time?
Yeah, I think when Dark Souls speedruns, whenever they're in the menus, the timer pauses. So it's not part of the run.
Bullshit. Yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and say that, you know, RTA, baby, this is happening real time. We went to a be right back screen. This segmented run bullshit, man. You get up and go pee. What kind of jank hack, mate? I don't know if I'm with that.
How do we know this isn't a recording now?
No. You had your first run, last summer.
Mario Maker.
GDQ.
Yep.
Were you nervous at all? Did you?
A little bit, I guess, but because we were on a team, like it was very little pressure overall. I think, like, knowing that I had Carl and Pooh on my team, it's like, well, I can sit back and relax. It was not that difficult. I feel like overall, like, because I had more than just me up there. I wasn't the only focus.
Yeah.
People's attention span was on. There was two screens to watch, and so that was really, really easy to kind of get into. I think everyone should do a two-player type thing first to kind of calm the nerves. But no, it was really fun. Love to do another run of something in the future. Definitely a solo. Yeah, well, I have to submit it. They rejected it three times. We'll see.
Hey.
You got to just keep trying. Got to keep trying. But no, yeah, it was, last year was really fun. I returned for the commentary for the Kaizo race this year. I've always been on a couch or something for GDQ, and that's always been fun, being part of it in some way.
So this is your first run, Barb, at a GDQ.
First GDQ, first run.
Yeah. Are you nervous, excited?
Well, like Jaku said, you know, I mean, it's not like I'm up there alone for like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
You know, and if I fail, then I won't make estimate, and then I'll look really bad or something like that. Like, I know I'm going to look bad, but I got three other teammates, and you know, it's going to be a good fun. And also, it's like, we don't know what to expect. So
yeah.
Well, I do.
Well, yeah, you do.
So,
we don't.
I have seen the levels.
I think the most spoiler you can say is, like, are they cool and or silly
not? They are cool.
Okay.
There's some silliness.
You know what? Actually, I don't know why. You know what? Just give me all the spoilers.
Yeah. So you have to jump and throw shells every now and then.
Okay.
And you have to get to the end of the level to beat it.
Are all these things... Makes sense.
This is all accurate.
This is fair. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All the arrows, throw the bombs.
Yeah.
If we win, it was obviously because of that hot spoiler action.
Right.
You guys
we could just edit this out, right?
Yeah. Just bleep it all out.
But yeah, no, it's really cool. They really did a really good job with this entire thing. You guys are gonna be really like, you're gonna be like shocked, I think, when you first see it.
Are we gonna get emotional?
You're gonna get emotional.
Oh,
I think,
man,
actually.
Yeah, I feel like there's gonna be like definitely like personal memes for all of us. Something weird.
It's gonna be good. You guys are gonna love it. The crowd's gonna love it. The community's gonna love it. And like, so many people were involved in this, and they did a really good job of showcasing everyone that was involved. So,
oh, that makes me happy.
It's gonna be cool.
Yeah. Are you more nervous, Barb, for your run or for Mitch's run of Grand Prix World 2?
I mean, on that one, that's a lot on Mitch's shoulders. That is a beastly game to, you know, to try to take down. And he's also got Bowser, and you know, sometimes just practice Bowser and you'll die to him for like 15 minutes. And I can't even imagine like what the pressure would just continually build and build and build. Like, I died to Bowser once. Okay. Twice, three times, and then like, at what point do you tilt? You know, but mm-hmm. I mean, Mitch is a pro. He's done this more times than I don't know everybody. Yeah. So if anybody can do it, he certainly can. I've been watching him. He's in the morning. I wake up and I go down and he's been in the practice room from like 5 a.m. to like 8. So he's in there putting in like insane work. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't think anybody could have been better for this run. You know, he's amazing. You know, I mean.
On this podcast, I don't know who could be better.
Podcast. I completely agree though. I think Mitch is gonna knock it out of the freaking park. I think it's gonna be great. Obviously, by the time this comes out, we'll know if he did, but I'm sure he will. And either way, it's gonna be such a fun time because it's, you know, the music's great, the hack's fun.
I mean, really, like, we want him to die a little bit so we have time to like explain and talk about and like if you one shot everything, it doesn't look hard. You know, you gotta make it look hard. You know, you gotta die to Bowser at least once or twice. You know,
That's the 100% truth. If you one shot everything, everyone's just like, easy freaking game. The level plays itself, guys. You know, the level plays
Cliffy.
Itself.
That's true.
That's my favorite one. The level did play itself, but everyone just thought Cliffy was just God Gamer. Have I ever told you, like, so after that run, Sinister actually, like,
oh my God, yeah,
like he was DMing me, like, after he was just like, man, the Mario Maker race was so cool, and Cliffy part of the blindfolded club now, that was fucking incredible. He didn't say fucking, but it was so incredible, and it like broke my heart. It's like to tell someone who had run blindfold that, like, no man, we made
that all. Club.
Yeah, it was a easy, a completely auto level, and that's one of the best. That's like one of the best things Cliffy ever did. Like that was so funny.
How did Sinister react when you told him?
I feel like it broke his heart. I feel like it was a little bit like finding out Santa's
not like
real.
Face sync and
yeah, it's like finding out Santa's not real, but you're still gonna get presents. It's like well, you know, just like a little. I don't know, like a you believed in a more magical world.
You're still gonna get presents, but there's no magic in the
world. Yeah, exactly. No magic in the world anymore. You know.
I think every time we mentioned that Cliffy didn't actually play that level, like it was an auto level, we get an email where someone's like, I didn't know that.
So there's still people who don't know. Laserbolts didn't know either. He didn't know.
That's so funny.
The reporter that we talked to, like, did not believe us at all. Till like finally we're leaving the room and finally we're like blindfold again, and he's like, wait, is that real? We're like, yes, we told you that 5 times. Like, I didn't believe you.
That might be like the greatest like prank I think ever pulled. It's so good.
It was the crowd pop off was, and I mean, you see me in the background. If you ever go watch that clip, you can see me in the background just like I'm trying so hard not to just lose it, you know, because I'm laughing really hard. Especially, I mean, he got a standing ovation.
Yeah,
all these incredible gamers that put in thousands of hours into their game and get to show it off one time at a GDQ. And I love Cliffy because he comes in and gets a standing ovation for a fucking auto level. You know, like, it's so awesome. It was great. It's definitely one of my favorite GDQ moments that I've had, but. Who knows what's going to happen tomorrow? We might make some new ones.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, so I guess that leads us into like my favorite new meme that's happened at GDQ, which is just Jakku's going to do something really cool that's going to change our entire week. And that happened again this week because it's currently Wednesday, and me, Barb, and Jakku spent a good amount of the day, and among others, playing Mario Maker 2. 3 days before it's supposed to be out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that is true. Every GDQ, I come here with like, oh, I get to spend a week doing nothing. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, wait, let's do something cool.
Yeah.
But Mario Maker 2, we've been playing that literally since like noon today. It's now 10 o'clock. So it's like 10 hours of Mario Maker 2. Learned a lot of information.
Yes.
We've completed the story mode. So you can do it in less than 10 hours or so. Man, but so much. There is so much in that game.
Yeah, I think let's start with things we like about the new game, because we are going to talk about some things we actually don't like about the new game. But I think overall, I'm still, you know, stupid excited.
Yeah, when's the podcast going to air?
Monday.
Okay, because so we can spoil even everything. By Monday, everything we say might be outdated.
No, totally. Yeah, and that's totally true, and that's totally okay. So you guys can hear what it's like in day negative two in Mario Maker. It'll be a blast from the past by Monday. But we spent a lot of time looking for tech. Like, what is some of the cool new shit you guys have seen in it?
So I think that the biggest thing that we're going to find are all the night modes are really awesome and very unique and have so many different things that they can do to Mario or the items. And I've seen like this bomb surfing tech now where you don't actually have to have the bomb on the ground to surf. Mm-hmm. Like, so you do the spin jump.
That was like the coolest simple thing I saw.
Yeah. So you spin on the bomb and it floats in the air and you follow it. And if you put like a one way in front of it, it climbs up it as you spin jump on it. It's really cool.
And that was the low gravity.
Yeah. Low gravity.
Right.
Yeah. That was one of the cool ones for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think this is a simple fact that there's going to be so much more variety. It isn't simply like if you change the themes in Mario Maker 1 from underground to airship, like, yeah, the camera scrolls and that's cool, I guess, but it's still the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. And Mario Maker 2 just completely blows that out of the water with wind, low gravity, upside down, which verdict's still out on that one.
Yeah, but, that one is. I'm flipping my OBS back when I play that. Man.
Well, like, you know what's weird about the upside down is you build and right side up, and then when you go to play it, it flips upside down.
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense because.
Yeah. But
it's easier to build like that.
It's been said, and it's true already that you know Mario Maker 2 kind of makes Mario Maker 1 look like some kind of crappy tech demo of like and I mean that's going to be amazing, you know. And whatever other limitations we get from Mario Maker 2, just the amount of variables we have to play with and experiment with is going to make it much more deep of a game.
Yeah.
But the question is, with all the stuff they've taken away and edited, I think that the biggest thing that they changed that I'm actually, this is the thing that I don't think enough people are outraged about, is that you can't download a level and then edit it anymore.
Oh, we're not on the outrage yet.
We're trying to praise first.
I'm just a rage-filled man.
No, trust us. We're on board with that.
We are going to talk about that. And I mean, the only thing is we can't confirm that because we haven't been online yet either because we...
Yeah,
we're gonna take it online.
I think I've heard Nintendo confirm that or something.
Yeah, we'll see. Talking about the different night themes and stuff right now, like one of the excuses for Mario Maker 1 not having unique physics for each game was that it was gonna complicate it and confuse users. For like if you had Mario 1 physics, Mario 3.
I was confused by the night themes already.
Yeah, and so I feel like night themes are very confusing. And like that was the nice thing about Mario 1 or Mario Maker 1 was like, they're all practically the same physics when you go between mm-hmm. modes. And it's like, oh, cool. I'm not learning new things. But now you're going to be switching from like low gravity to no gravity to wind to, you know, to underwater. And it's going to be interesting how people take that. Mm-hmm. But you know, if anything, people adapt and we'll learn it all. I mean, you guys go between Mario World and Mario Maker and Mario 3 and all that. So it's doable. It's very interesting that was an excuse for them. And now they're like, yeah, throw that out the window. We don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, I only played for a couple hours today, but there was like, it was nighttime theme in Super Mario World, and we're drifting between levels, and I was like, oh, wait, I'm underwater now, but I'm not, and then the enemies are underwater, but I'm not, and it was like, I couldn't tell the difference visually, but again, I only played for like a couple hours, and we were passing the controller around, so I think that's going to take some getting used to just to figure out like where I am and what are the physics, but we'll adjust pretty quickly, I think.
The upside down levels are going to take a lifetime for me to get used to. That was so weird. You got to press down to go in a door.
Yeah,
that blew my mind.
I honestly can't believe that one's in, because that one's just so like out there.
That's pretty outrageous, yeah.
Yeah, that's so...
Or pressing down to go down, up on a vine or something.
Everyone that's like listening that doesn't play Mario is going to be like, that sounds easy. Like, you just press the other button, dumb.
Yeah.
But like, it's so hard to like wrap your brain around that when you've been doing it one way for so long. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love the variety, the look of all, like it looks really sharp. Like,
yeah. Mm-hmm. New Super Mario Brothers U specifically looks a lot better.
It looks significantly better. The backgrounds look significantly better.
It actually looks like a new gen game.
Yeah.
It makes the old one look so cheap. And,
Yeah, it does look like a tech demo.
Yeah, Mario 3 looks way more like Mario 3 than Mario Maker 1 Mario 3 does. Although ducking, the mini Mario's is... ugly as hell in Mario 3 and Mario 1.
Mario 1, he's crouching and it doesn't look that bad. It doesn't look as bad.
I don't like him, but it's cool. It's weird. There's so much stuff we're just like learning. Like it was really fun to go through. And it was really fun. It was like a fun moment where we're all just like going through like, oh, does this work? Does this work? Does this work?
Yeah.
You know, we got image a kid capture. In the back just being like, try this cape trick.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, calm down with the cape tricks.
That was Flip's bad. Yeah.
every second. Like, what about this cape?
Yeah. What about cape? It's okay, we'll get to it. Yeah. You know, we'll get to it.
Yeah. But we were running out of ideas on what to, like, we were all coming up with stuff, but like, at the end of the day, we're like, what else is there to try?
And there's tons, we're trying like simple things, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I think that's what we were trying to like really get out there. Yeah. But yeah, which I guess like, let's just go right into this week's salty moment of the week.
Yeah. Brought to you by Marianne's Chocolates. What is it? Coins.warp.world.
Yeah. You can get them at coins.warp.world. Definitely go check them out. They're, man, X1 is so good at the jingle.
You know what?
Do you have a jingle for this?
Let's just cancel this segment without X-Water.
Oh my God. Yeah.
We're done.
Oh my God. It's done. All right. This is the last one. Go get coins. Coins.warp.world is what you want to go check out. So you can get Sumerian's chocolate coins. They're delicious and they're salty.
Yeah.
So you don't have to be. However, we're all a little bit salty about some things in Mario Maker 2. And I think we want to preface this segment with, it's going to be really fucking fun. It's going to be a really fucking fun game.
All
it's
going to be super deep. Yeah. Anytime anything changes in someone's life where it's like a big change or even small changes that you're used to something for 3 years, you're going to be a little complaining and you're adapt. But with that said, we do have a lot of complaints.
Yeah. We do have a lot of complaints.
So, Barb, you were.
Oh. Like I said earlier, like the biggest change is that you cannot edit, at least so far. Again, not 100% confirmed, but sources say that you cannot download a level you've played randomly online to edit it. So if you've played a lot of Mario Maker, you know that you might download a level to look for a dev door to see if somebody hit a power up. You might download like a really hard Panga level or a random Kaizo level to practice a segment so you can actually try to beat it, because some of those levels are just impossible. You cannot do that without that. Also, you might like, oh, that music level was really cool. I want to see like how this machine works and how this person did it. Maybe I'd like to copy this segment or something and try it myself. Can't do that.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that really means for the shape of levels. And I don't know, like, I feel like the hard levels just got way harder. Mm-hmm. And unless somebody wants to recreate a segment, like that's just an extra mile somebody has to go just to try to beat one level. So
yeah,
I almost feel like if that's the case, if that is true, then like levels are going to fundamentally change in Mario Maker 2 and what people are willing to play, want to play, and will have time to play, you know? And I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means. Game's not out yet. So
yeah, I think I totally agree with you that not being able to download and edit levels is a huge blow to the progression of the community in both skill level and as creators and players. Both skill level as creators and players. It's going to take so much longer to learn how to do cool things. You know, like does Composer ever start playing Mario Maker 1 without like 2 years later seeing a music level and then downloading and copying and being like, oh, this is how you do it. It's really easy. I'm going to do that as well. You know, who knows? Right. Like it's going to happen so often. And like you said, with playing levels, like I would have never beaten P-Break ever. I would have literally beaten P-Break.
Yeah. Cause practice sections of that.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
One of the things that I like going on that, like, when we do the Mario Maker races and stuff, you know, people download levels, test them out, and then tweak some things and be like, hey, I changed it to this, and send screenshots because you can't edit levels online with each other. Mm-hmm. So we had to send screenshots like, hey, I changed your setup to be like this because it was more consistent, and then the person did it. We're not going to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. Like,
how are the blind Kaizo races going to work? Right?
Yeah.
They can't test levels.
I mean, you can download them and you can play them, but you can't modify them and you can't test certain sections easily. And that's going to really like fundamentally change what we've been doing with Mario Maker and exposing Mario Maker. Like it will be harder to do a Mario Maker 2 relay race. It won't be impossible, but it will be harder without this.
Yeah, it is going to be a bigger pain in the ass to do those events because it is a tremendously large blow and oversight. And it's so weird to me that something like that can even happen. And it just, I don't know, like, It's kind of funny because I think everyone's biggest fear of Mario Maker 2 was just like, they're going to Nintendo it in some serious ways. And I think they've Nintendo'd it in some serious ways. And that's not a compliment. You know what I mean? That's not a compliment in this situation.
Yeah.
Like, horrible.
Some of the other big changes, like spring jumps and P-Switch jumps, are still doable, but completely different and very hard currently.
Yeah. The way you throw shells with a delay, like you throw shells with a delay now, and also you seem to not be able to mid it, which I mean, I get why you did that, but it just seems like these things weren't things people were ever complaining about or mad about. Why change them?
Yeah, nobody was really clamoring for, you know, takeout item tricks and stuff. Your average Mario Maker player isn't even aware that they exist. Yeah, you know? Yeah. They just want to stack Goombas and put piranha plants, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
So why affect those things? And I don't think Nintendo did it intentionally, because I don't ascribe Nintendo to have these like evil motivations.
No, right, right, right. Absolutely not.
Like Glitch Cat was like, Nintendo hates Kaizo. They're coming down on us. And it's like, I don't think Nintendo has any idea what they're doing.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, oh, the physics changed. Oops, whatever. Like, they don't even know we exist, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Overall, like, we're very small minority of this Mario Maker group. Why we are probably the groups that put out more videos and have kept that game kind of live on the Wii U. Millions of people enjoyed that game without knowing any of us and just playing normal levels like it was a Mario game. And that's what Nintendo's ultimately catering towards. So like when they removed the bouncing on lava, you know, I get it. It's that was a cool move, but many users would not have picked up on that. They wouldn't have thought, oh, I could spin jump on that thing while it's in the lava. It sucks for us, but for the millions of people that are going to be playing this game, it's going to make for a slightly better experience. And we're always finding something else interesting that hopefully, you know, Nintendo will not just patch out.
Yeah.
I think it's the case of Nintendo, like, they give us three things and then they take two away.
Right.
You know, they gave us so much with Night Themes and
so, yeah,
Dry Bone
Shell.
They got
to take away a lot.
Right. But, like, well, I mean, you think about it, like, with the rising lava levels moving, maybe it simply wouldn't work that enemies could sink in because of the way they... I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. We don't know the...
Well, they it works with the Dry Bone Shell, though.
Right, it does right. Yeah. The dry so bone shell. I don't know, but
yeah.
That's just kind of Nintendo. Two steps forward, one step back.
It does. It seems like a weird thing to take out in a sequel, like something that seems so fundamental. Not as weird, though, as taking out the ability to... like interact with items while spin jumping, essentially, and at least in the Super Mario World theme,
it's
simple and fundamental.
The video that did it for me was just the spring on the track going back and forth, the horizontal track, and just spinning to grab it and it not doing it.
Yeah,
that was the one where I'm like, why doesn't it grab it? Like, I understand like they don't want us to do bomb drops and jump off of them and, you know, grab things in the air while we're spinning off of thwomps, I guess, but like you spin jumping to grab a spring from a track, that should work.
Like, well, I remember when Mario Maker 1 released, people were like, where are the slopes? Where are the slopes? We need slopes. And
we didn't touch them.
What's that?
We hardly touched the slopes.
I know. We barely touched them at all.
Yeah.
But I remember one of Nintendo's reasoning, like way back in the day when Mario Maker 1 first came out, was that there were no slopes in SMB1 and that they didn't want to put something in the game that wasn't there because they want to keep them as in line with one another as possible. So maybe because you can only spin jump in NSMB and SMW. So, and you can't grab items when you're spinning in NSMB. So maybe that was like some kind of way to like remove one of these. Cause that, in that case, though, the only way you can grab an item while spinning is in SMW. So maybe that was them trying to iron that out because that's like this one weird thing about SMW.
Yeah.
So I guess we should be thankful. At least you can still kick items up in SMW, right? Like, why didn't they remove that? You know?
Yeah. I mean,
that would have been horrible.
Oh, yeah. That would have been, that probably would have been worse. I would have been more upset about that. But it just like, It felt like such a weird thing to neuter. Like, it just does. It didn't feel like anyone was, like, mad about carrying things while spin jumping. You
know? It was
like,
mad about anything. We just wanted more stuff.
Yeah.
Just give us more stuff.
Yeah. And that's why it's so weird, because, like, all these, it does take away some cool ideas that you can have and just cool, like, fundamental things that we were doing in the first game. And granted, I understand, like, the people that play 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 hours, we're the rarity, you know, we're not the common thing in Mario Maker, but I mean, I don't know. It doesn't seem like any normal person would have been upset if that wasn't in the game. Does that make, if that was in the game, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't think anyone would have been like, oh, darn. I feel like it's going to be much more the opposite. Like, someone normal is going to try and spin jump into something on a, you know, like on a platform or a rope or whatever. I can't think of what those lines are called.
Tracks.
Yeah, tracks.
Yeah.
On a track, and they're going to be like, what the fuck? Was my game broken? Is my controller broken? Like, I think that's much more likely. You know?
I agree. And maybe it is. They're trying to iron it out. And again, like, they patched a lot of things out in Mario Maker 1, so maybe they're going to patch a lot of things back in.
Yeah. This could all be obsolete. This whole conversation could be obsolete by the time.
Nintendo decides things by RNG. They just, like, roll the dice.
Well, let's talk about RNG. Because I'm super salty about some Magic Koopa shenanigans.
This is actually kind of crazy.
Yeah, so the RNG for Magic Koopas, we've already found it out. It's based on Mario's position. So, like, if Mario stands still at the start of 11, you have a Magic Koopa, it's always going to turn into the same item. So rip Lucky Draw, rip Magic Koopa Bowling, Magic Koopa Tennis.
Well, I'm sure that there's definitely still RNG in the game. Yeah, so
there's still going to be some RNG. And I'll put a bunch of springs around so you can't really position Mario, you know? He's always moving around.
Well, there's still like Hammer Bros and
yeah, Bowser I've got some ideas. You know. But
yeah,
it's interesting that they decided, oh, we're going to base it on Mario's position.
Yeah, that is a very weird. It's weird.
Weird.
It's weird. Yeah. I don't know. It's a weird thing. But just knowing that right now, if you find a mushroom, like you
just stand there.
You just stand there every single time.
Get another mushroom.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder how precise it is though. Like, is it, what if you're like a pixel to the right or a pixel to the left?
I think every single thing's off. But so that's the, so that I'm there's, sure there's my level perfect, right there.
Still,
mm-hmm. Well, you just like rub up against a wall,
yeah.
and wait. And it's like, okay, that's how I get the Magic Koopa to make a mushroom or something.
So that's my level. I'm gonna have 10 blocks, long spike corridor. And you have to get 10 mushrooms to go down that corridor because you're going to get the mushroom, take damage, get the next mushroom, take damage. So you just got to find that one magic spot to get that
mushroom. How do I boo this level preemptively?
I'll do it for you.
Okay, thanks.
I'm going for most boos. So they're going to, it turns out Nintendo's actually going to ban you for life, whoever has the most boos by the end of this game.
Yeah. That'd be a rare honor.
I think
you have a solid chance.
Yeah. Thank you.
You got a head start on everyone right now. You can be making, I mean, you were trying to make horrible levels right from the get-go, so respect. Well,
you know, half of it wasn't even my fault. It was the controller and the game interface.
Let's move on to that.
Yeah.
I hate making with the controller. I hate creating with the controller. It sucks.
Near the end of it, I got fairly used to it. Doing a lot of capturing by mistake. but yes, it
is. Lots of accidental screenshots were taken.
Yeah.
It's to describe the level creation. I mean, I've spent a lot of time making levels in Mario Maker. I've made a lot of levels, period. But it is to make it. I have to. Part of my stream is making levels on stream, so I can't play with the people. Are just like, well, just play with the touchscreen. It's like, well, I kind of have like 1,000 or so people who want to watch me make levels,
right?
So I
can't really, you're not going to do that webcam thing.
I'm like, fuck that. So I have to make with the controller. And in a word, it's clunky, unintuitive. The interface is kind of bad. You never really realize what you're doing. I mean, that's like my initial reaction to it. Mm-hmm. After an hour of just playing with it and fucking around with it, I got a lot better with it. I was still like making mistakes and there's still stuff I didn't know how to do. Yep. But having played the thing I kept always saying was I used to play some strategy games on console and like RTS games are like made for keyboards and mouse and stuff. And they've adapted plenty of RTS games to console and they're perfectly playable. Like they're intuitive. It makes sense. Nintendo didn't do that great of a job with this one. Like, I feel like there could have been something they did better with this.
Yeah, I was making a lot of mistakes. The capture taken is going to be a great meme.
Yeah,
that's going to be a really great meme.
You're going to see that on a lot of Twitch streams.
Calling it right now. Yeah, I actually have an old emote from Odyssey I'm going to reuse for capture taken already, which is hilarious.
The controller, so we were using the Pro controller for most of it, but I had that Super Nintendo controller, the Bluetooth Super Nintendo controller, and that did not work to get into the other menus. So, because you need a joystick and you need the D-pad, because the D-pad gets you to the top items, the bottom stuff, and the side things, and then the analog actually is how you move around. And so, since the Super Nintendo controller was pretending to be analog for most of it, I couldn't get into the menus with that controller. And so, You're trying to use the poker controller. You're not going to be able to edit with that. You're going to have to pull out the Joy-Cons or something else. Mm-hmm. We didn't even get into the pointing of the Joy-Cons. I think you can do that.
That might work.
But either way, like it's so many different controllers, and there's no real good controller that anyone's found yet. The Pro controller was okay, but we kept throwing up or down. And
I like the Power A controller that's back there, but I mean, that's going to probably be the one I use the most now that I realize I can't make it all with the Hori pad. But I'll probably do use the Hori pad when I do, like, you know, I'm just going to be playing for the day.
Yeah, luckily, like for most of us, we're not, you know, making and playing often enough where we can switch to one controller. But if you're testing levels and you're really good with one controller and it doesn't work with editing,
that's
going to
suck about it. Yeah. That's what's going to suck about it. I wish there was just like some adapter. I don't know. That part of it sucks. And that's just the way the Switch is. Like, it's not like
I just want to use the gamepad.
Like,
I know. Just, it was like the one thing the gamepad was like super good for the Wii U. Well, like, yeah. A handful of other games were great, sure, but like that was the thing it was the best at was for Mario Maker. Yeah. You know?
I think one thing that could really would alleviate all that, and we've talked about it before, is just a mouse and keyboard.
Yep.
You know? Yeah.
Even just a mouse would probably be pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I really didn't like about it, and this might sound weird, but the joystick, when you move the joystick around, it doesn't move Mario around.
Right.
Which really bothered me.
You have to pick up Mario.
Yeah, you had to pick him up and move him around, which like was really annoying when I wanted to put him back in one spot.
Yep.
You know, very quickly so I could test that spot over.
I think there was some way, I couldn't figure it out because I just didn't have enough time with it, but there's some way to snap Mario to wherever you're pointing. I couldn't figure out how to do it, but I did that.
That's with the Y button. Yeah, that is
with the Y button. Yeah. And that helps a little bit.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff that we're just not used to because the game
just not used to. Well, that one's probably going to be fine, but it just
The gamepad was just stylus, touch it, you're done.
Yeah.
We were taking the game out of the dock the Switch out of the dock a few times to build some things. We're like, this is just going to be quicker, and it was much quicker using the actual touchscreen. Mm-hmm. But like you said, you can't necessarily do that on stream,
right? I think a lot of the things we're saying, these are like initial sort of knee-jerk reactions.
Yes.
And like, we don't like change. We played Mario Maker 1.
How dare they?
And we like, between us, how many thousands of hours we play Mario Maker 1?
I don't want to know.
There's probably 10,000 hours of Mario Maker 1.
I got at least
right
four
now.
Times as many hours as all you guys. Because
lucky draw.
Lucky draw doesn't count.
Oh, okay, fine.
But, you know, it's... And I kind of suspect that we're going to still be like kind of salty about some of these things, but like a month from now, we're going to be like, oh, yeah, that didn't matter. We're fine.
Yeah.
We know how to do spring jumps. It doesn't matter. You know, like something is going to be that.
I'm actually not mad at the spring jumps. Like, whatever. Mm-hmm. They're a little bit harder.
They don't get as much distance.
That's cool. I mean, they fundamentally change the way items move. Like, shell jumps, you got to throw the shell a lot earlier. Yeah.
Right.
A lot earlier.
Power drops, though.
Power drops are now super easy for some reason.
Super easy. That made no sense to me.
The other thing that makes no sense is the P-Switch physics jump seems like the original way they were in the first game.
Yeah.
Maybe the next patch is going to put it back.
Those are definitely
don't
easy.
Listen to this podcast, Nintendo.
those are definitely easy. They brought those back. Like, so I'm not really mad about like those physics. I'm not even like super. I kind of wish midairs were still in it personally, just because it is.
Well, they took.
I didn't think it was that. I don't know. Like
they took out the two animation frames too. Is what
but
we
they
noticed.
They took out the. They definitely took out the frame. It seems right now. Yeah. I just want to say it seems to us right now. By Monday, there might be midair.
Or you're proven all wrong.
Yeah,
midairs are possible.
All wrong.
We're
right
all
now.
Wrong.
It does seem like you can just throw cardinal directions, like left, right, up, or drop. And so who knows what's
we had like how many people just try to do midairs and I didn't see a single person. It
Glitch
wasn't
Cat
even like
could.
Successfully midairing. Yeah, maybe Twitch chat.
No, like
you know,
Cat.
You know who we needed? We needed Ryu.
Yeah,
we needed Ryu.
He would have done it
Where
first
were
try.
You? You failed us.
He would have done it first try.
This is easy.
But nobody could even get the shell like under Mario in such a way that it looked like a midair was possible.
A few people did find ways to manipulate it with like slopes.
There's going to be all kinds of new stuff.
Yeah, yeah. They did midairs with the wind behind. Oh, some shit. That's a noise. They did wind with the like the wind going behind you and throwing the shell. You just catch up to it in midair. And like stuff like that's going to be really cool and fun to like. Anytime a new level comes out and does something silly like that, it's going to be awesome. Oh, you know, I'm going to use that.
I've never
day.
Seen that before.
Yeah, I've never seen that before.
The wind it does look random. It can go left or right, and it can. Last for a little bit longer or less time.
It's 50-50.
It's 50-50 for sure, yeah. you missed a 50-50 joke on the couch last night, actually.
The casting couch. I know what kind of jokes those are.
Yeah. The wind is cool, but that's going to make for some interesting levels and some world records where if you get all right wins, you're going to have a free world record on that level potentially.
That is strange that they would do that. With like,
yeah,
like you're not going to see win levels with like hardcore
speed run with win because people aren't going to. I mean, well, you know, you will see it.
Yeah, you will.
Because, because people are going to. Oh, I got bad RNG. I couldn't beat the speed run because I needed 10
second wind level.
Japanese text 10 second wind.
Oh, that's how you can do some RNG levels, man. Yeah, that's how you got to do it. Like a certain time, and it's got to blow you.
Oh,
all
there you
right.
go. It's a frame perfect speed run where you go through two screens. You need all right wins.
Yeah, that's how you do the RNG.
So it's 50-50 over and over and over.
Perfect.
Yeah. So that's like if it's a coin flip over and over. I guess it would be
50-50.
Yeah, over and over.
Perfect. All right. I don't know. There's so much. And again, the game
story mode looked cool.
Yeah, story mode was fun. There was like 90 to 100 levels or so, somewhere around that range.
We have the man who beat story mode. Can we say the name? Do you want to give away his identity here?
Yeah, Colonel Panic, first man to beat Mario Maker 2 story mode that we are aware of. No, you know what?
Confirmed in the world.
Unlocked everything world.
I bet a bunch of reviewers already beat it.
They're probably bad at it.
They couldn't get past tutorial.
Yeah.
Cuphead.
No, the story mode was fun. It had a lot of different levels, and it showed off some pretty unique
cool stuff
that you can be like, oh, I didn't know that. The seesaws, actually. We were experimenting with the seesaws and the weight and stuff of enemies and things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's based on the number and not the size of the thing. But what we noticed in the story mode, there was you could get a thwomp to come down on it, and it would pop up the other side.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, so you could put a P-switch on one side, and it would fly up to the other side. So there's going to be some really cool stuff with that.
Yeah, all the little interactions. Really cool. Everything I've seen is like, oh my God, that's so cool.
Yeah, all the interactions have been really cool. Yeah. Everything with the claw I saw was just like, yeah. I was like, oh, this is
other than
awesome.
Stealing our momentum.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's still, yeah, but like, whatever. That's fine.
That's where Mario Maker kind of excels over ROM hacks, because like sprites do not interact
exactly.
in Super Mario World and SMB3. Uh-huh. But in Mario Maker, of course, the seesaw pops the thwomp up and then it activates the P-switch.
Yeah.
And like all little machines are just
that's
amazing.
Awesome. Ice blocks or the falling ice chips look like they're going to be like
all over
frequently
the
used,
yeah.
mm-hmm. at least early, because they provide a cool little challenging platform from the backside of them. And you can activate items with them too as well. We saw you could kill Bowser with it, you know, in the Invitational. So those are definitely going to be used a lot. I mean, overall, it's going to be really fun.
Yeah.
I'm fiending to be done with this so I can
play some more.
Yeah, I think I might sit in the bar and play Mario Maker 2.
You should have seen the look on his face when we dragged him away from Mario Maker 2 to come over and practice SMW.
Yeah.
He gave us the sad puppy dog eyes, and he kind of kept looking over at Mario Maker 2.
Yeah.
So when we lose the race, it's Pooh's fault.
I tell you right now, I'm blaming Mario Maker 2 for losing both my races.
your opponents thanked me for getting you access.
Oh yeah, I can bet, man.
Jakku confirmed Lunar Magician.
Well, it was really funny. Yeah.
I mean, it's Smash Koopa, basically.
Oh, there you go.
It was really funny because I the first shell jump I tried to do in Super Mario World, I was already like in Mario Maker 2.
I was like,
because Mario
Maker 3 seconds too early.
Yeah, Mario Maker 2 shell jumps, you got to release the shell so early. So I was like in that mode like right away. It was kind of weird how quickly my body adjusted to it. And yeah, that's not going to work in a Mario World race, that's for sure.
I do like that we went from saying good things about Mario Maker to the salty bad things, and we kind of ended on a good note of things we did like for the game. Mm-hmm. So it does sound like overall very positive, and like it's going to be fun.
It's way too early to be like, oh, this is categorically bad and it all sucks. And
yeah, I think the only thing I will say is categorically bad is not holding items while spin jumping. I think that is just such a...
Yeah, that's a bad
one. Seems so, just so dumb.
And no bookmark site.
No bookmarks. But we don't know. There still might be something that's like, it's still not technically out yet. So
yeah.
There still might be
something. I'm going to go with no.
We haven't,
for at least a few months.
I mean, there still looks like there's a extra mode that is yet to unlock.
Potentially.
Like,
yeah.
Because there's a menu spot in there, and you're going to tell me they're going to make these beautiful, perfect menus and every other menu except that one for some reason.
Yeah.
Just highly doubtful.
Yeah. It's strange.
Highly doubtful.
We shall see.
Yeah, I think everything could just be obsolete that we just complained about by the time this comes out.
Spring games are easy.
Yeah, or we're just still bitching.
But
we're still bitching.
It's going to be fun, though, either way.
It's a really good
game. The thing that's going to be crazy is just the amount of people streaming this game on Friday and like for the next few months. We're going to, like, Mario Maker 1 was kind of a sleeper hit on Twitch, I feel like. Like, few people jumped on it. Some big names jumped on it, but overall, like, no one had a Wii U for the most part. It was like meh, and it turned out to be an amazing game on Twitch that made many people partner, which I don't think anyone
Super
thought.
Super Money Maker.
Yeah,
we both bought a house because of Super Mario Maker. Literally, me and Barb. Yeah, it's the only reason we are homeowners.
Well, there you go.
Well, so, I haven't built mine yet, but
building your house, huh?
Yes, nice. Yes, they are.
Are you gonna build it like your levels?
If you open the wrong door, a cinder block falls on your head.
Amazing. So it's going to be very interesting, the Twitch landscape that this game has. And all these people that have never played Mario Maker 1 are going to go into it and be like, this is amazing, because they don't know. And they're going to have a better advantage at this game than us because it's going to be slightly different for us.
And I think we'll learn faster we'll know what we're doing wrong quicker. But we just have to shake off the old habits and old routines and stuff, you know, because shell jumping for us is like second nature, you know.
Yeah, it will take a stream for us.
We're definitely missing some shell jumps in 2019.
Yeah, who would have thought you'd miss a shell jump in 2019?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll find out it's actually easier, you know, like I don't know. It's still too early.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, no. it is. You're right. It totally is. It's still too early. And I do think for every one thing we lost, we probably did gain two. But it is just, they did Nintendo it sometimes. And Nintendo kind of, I don't know, they just do that. They don't. It's almost like they just never want to make a perfect game. They could, but they're just like,
you won't buy the next
one.
If
we do that, we ruin everything.
It's like Apple, man. They can't give us everything in that version. They have to hold something out for next year.
Yeah. Anyway. There it is. That's it. That's all we got to talk about.
Yeah.
Barb, thank you so much for joining us
not
this
at
week.
All.
You want to plug anything? Your stuff, your stream?
No.
Your My Free Cam site? You know?
No, I don't think I have anything to plug.
No, nothing to plug? Your YouTube?
No. I have a YouTube.
Don't we all have cam sites now?
That's my best plug.
Yeah, that's the future. As long as we're talking about that.
Yeah.
As long as we're talking about, we all have cam sites now. Let's one more topic.
Breaking news. Hot take.
This is this week's hot take. Hot take. Twitch just announced sub-only streams as a new feature for partners.
And affiliates. Yeah. Oh, 90 days good standing.
You just shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Affiliates.
Even affiliates get this. Dirty affiliates.
Oh, my God.
Which means the podcast can do this.
Please, if you're an affiliate, don't do that. Okay, will you ever use that hot take?
I don't know. Like, I want to say no, but there are moments where maybe, like, so coding streams, very boring. And I don't need a bunch of randoms coming in saying, hey, you should code in this language. But maybe with a sub stream, I get the people that are part of my community. And I don't have all these backseat coders coming in.
Okay.
So that might be one good thing for me to use it. I don't think I'd use it on gameplay.
Okay.
I think the only thing that came to mind was that, you guys know Moni. Moni's been crying for me to play Undertale for months and months and months. And I don't want to. I don't want to play Undertale. Not because I have anything wrong with the game. It doesn't look that interesting to me. I'm sure it's great.
Really?
Yeah, I'm sure. I never heard anybody say Undertale sucks. Everybody says it's great.
Undertale sucks.
There it is. There you have it. The word of Jakku. But he also likes Yonoid, so, you know.
My taste is good.
But, like, I don't want to play it because I don't want to put on sub-only mode, and I don't want to have to deal with, you know, oh, you're playing it wrong, or you need to do this.
Right.
And it's just, like, I don't want to fight a constant battle with my chat, and I just won't be able to enjoy the game. But if I were to put it on sub-only or the sub-only stream or whatever, then that would gate those people out immediately. But, like, if I'm gating my content, then I'm not gaining new people. So I don't know. It's something I'd have to think about. I think my initial response is no, never. I would never, ever do that. I also don't have the luxury of 17,000 subscribers. So I don't know.
Yeah, that's like one of the examples was like, 25,000 people watching this sub only stream, and I was like, well then, okay, that makes sense. I'm okay with that particular one.
Yeah, you're okay with that one.
You're okay with that one. No, I mean, I just don't really. In most times, I get the point of sub only chats.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand the point of a sub only stream unless it is just something like very veers off the side of the world for your content. Maybe I don't know, and you just don't want to. You want to like justify your viewer loss? It'll make you feel better about it. I don't know. It seems like a feature that's just nobody wanted.
Yeah. The other idea I have with it is for testing things. When you're like you want to test something, you know, a new thing on your stream, but you don't want all the people showing up, and you're like, my subs will understand more than hundreds of randoms.
Yeah.
So yeah, it might have its place, and we might see like some ideas come out of it where it makes sense. It does seem like the best use right now, off the top of all of our heads, is like, well, you know, it's not normally my content, or it's something that I just want to not have.
In the end, if it's like a feature you don't have to use,
yeah,
it's
exactly.
just an option, it is. And it
more
is
options.
It's not being
good.
Foisted on any of us. It's like it's there, use it or don't.
Yeah.
And so I guess in that sense, it's good. And maybe there's some utility, but
I'm gonna run so many ads in my sub only streams.
Dude, I'm. I'm not wearing a shirt. I'm going butt naked and sub only streams.
There you go.
That's what I'm doing.
I asked Sinister about that. I'm like, so can Twitch staff go into my sub only stream if they're not subbed?
That's a good point.
And he's like, yeah, man. I'm like, you're stealing money from me.
Oh, that's good. That's another good point.
But yeah, they shouldn't be allowed to see my video if they're not subbed. Give me that money, Twitch. All right.
There it is. All right. No more plug. No one gets a chance to plug anything except our Patreon, which you can check out at patreon.warp.world.
Yeah, join our Patreon. We got an awesome Discord. We got some perks. We got some cool, exciting things we're working on overall in Warp World and on the Patreon. And, merchandise coming soon. TM. Yep.
Also, yeah.
Merchandise.
Yeah.
Warpworldmerchandise.tm.
That's not a domain. Yes. Goodbye.
Peace, guys.
Bye.